commercial international satellite traffic entering and leaving the United States.
What you're trying to say
is... Are the odds two out of three that you're going to have a car accident?
Well,
yet you have car insurance.
But what I'm saying to you is...
You don't just have car insurance because it's the law. You have car insurance in case you have an accident.
Well, no, it's the law.
But so you have the minimum amount of car...
Podcasting on podcasting potential out to desktops, out to iPods and MP3 players so that people get it fully loaded or already loaded and they get to immediately click and enjoy.
To a makeshift command center, I met with some people from the Red Cross and I stared at a wall of pictures of the missing. Friends, family members, husbands, sons, cousins. One flyer showed a picture of four kids with a plea scratched in crayon. Daddy, please come home. We miss you.
I wish I could. But all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
Even Kid Lucky, who started a company to nurture new talent, is not altogether immune to the lure of technology.
One time with our good friend from BlackAthlete.com, Mr. Greg Moore.
What's going on, my man?
Nothing bad, buddy. I'm on my way to the Alamo Dome as we speak.
Forward to a delicious lunch with a business contact at Enfin, a London seafood restaurant. His bodyguard, the giant Eurasian butler, flitted between tables, positioning the usual security items and clearing exit routes. "Are you wearing the earplugs?" said Butler. "Yes," said Artemis, "though I hardly think we're in danger here." The earplugs were sonic filter sponges cannibalized from fairy lower elements police helmets. Their tiny porous membranes sealed automatically when decibel levels surpassed safety standards.
And the trust was broken.
Maybe not, said Butler.
But it can't be repaired. Now, not every time is it broken.
Remember,
certainly trust
John
can be
Spiro
repaired.
Is a
but
powerful
sometime...
man. He's put a lot of companies out of business.
Shattered in so many tiny pieces that it can't be healed.
I still recall, vividly recall, that first night I spent alone.
He just signed an endorsement deal to license his original human beatbox sounds for a mass-produced drum machine.
Nor the show's sponsors.
Yeah, it was not insubstantial, but it wasn't that huge.
Yeah.
You know.
Say out loud, this is complete for now. Say goodbye to it and place it face down. Pick up another and repeat the process. Take your time with this. You may feel the sadness, or you may feel the freeing of energy. You may cry and laugh at the same time.
Thank you.
anybody, but to trust those who have demonstrated that they can handle your trust.
Gas is going to talk about how much they suffer, and people who listen are going to vote that they suffer. We'll get back to voting again in a minute.
His ability to turn his adversity to philosophical advantage.
If so, then they are trustworthy. If not, they are not trustworthy. And when you attempt to trust someone who is not trustworthy, you will feel anxiety, because that's what anxiety is.
To hope for the best without preparing for the worst. Our object is not aggression. We need not become militaristic.
Some kind of personal crusade? Are you really gonna make a movie?
I'm making a movie, motherfucker.
Hey,
We're really going to make a movie.
Keep our army, our navy.
As counterfeit, Schopenhauer's question immediately comes to us in a terrifying way. Has existence any meaning at all? It will require a few centuries before this question can even be heard completely.
It will still serve as the plan area emergency responders follow when called to a disaster.
It's just expanded to include larger agencies that we may have to call in, or the outside agencies. That
Air Force at ready strength. We must back up our team for security.
County lawmakers will look over the draft over the next couple of...
Freeing of the energy, you may feel that, after all, you can achieve this dream that didn't make the I'm going to call. You'll just sleep less at night or something. This is the newly freed energy, or perhaps the comfort zone.
That's the time we move against him. We'll have to take over the ship. We're talking about mutiny, Scotty.
It is time.
Time.
All hands behind the ship!
Out of my way, jerkass!
It's mutiny! Deliberate and just insane in space! But mutiny is charged, and encouragement of mutiny.
From now on, they'll spell mutiny with my name.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
Take that.
In the movie, motherfucker.
Yeah?
Where's Black Power, Phil?
Yeah, what about people power, man?
Bill, your people got the power.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is get yourself a haircut. You join the establishment anytime you want.
And you're black forever.
Dig it.
Influence on me came from studying and trying to understand the human figure.
Surprise to Rupert for being on the show with us tonight. We would like to present to you someone in a form that we've never presented before. A mystery guest. Would you please welcome our mystery guest? Let's hear it for him.
I can't do that.
No, how about painting? I thought you were painting.
I'm drawing.
You're drawing?
Yeah.
What are you charging for?
$600,000.
What? 600,000?
Yep.
You mean 602,000?
That's right.
I see.
This is the mystery guest. Let me see if I can place him. I think I know who you are.
Don't you remember me?
No, I don't.
I'm George Kapp.
George Kapp, my high school principal.
You guessed it.
Well, how are you? You used to fail me all the time. What do you have him on the show for? He's an enemy.
So I think that the level of using our tools to make your own show and being outside of our network is probably more for sort of corporate customers who want to repurpose their content. See?
Is that the boss again?
That's the boss. Hey.
Mm-mm, hear that? You just got to remember the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. The studio gives you money, they're going to want control.
That's true. Nothing truly revolutionary is going to come from the studio machine. Independent money. That's the answer. Independent finance.
You could think, you know, what would have happened. In the past and increases towards the future.
I'm learning the principles and techniques while we're together. Be in a place that is conducive to learning. For you, the environment for learning might be different than someone else's. Some like quiet, bright, formal environment. Others like soft, dimly lit places with music playing. You decide. And also, on the days that you're actively learning these techniques, eat properly as well. Eat right, exercise right, sleep the right amount for you to be at your best.
To be,
once you've learned the federating mind system, you'll have tremendous freedom and flexibility.
And playful attitude. You couldn't be too analytical about it. You had to just relax in a sense and get into your right brain.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. A group of radical young filmmakers collaborating, man. It makes it easier for us to float alone from the money guy. You know what I'm talking about? Diversify our resources, right?
Now, you could think, you know, what would have happened had this constant change, you know, by a larger factor? What would have happened if that happens? Well, this constant determines, you know, for example, the size of an atom. This constant determines factor. What would have happened if...
We'll be right back.
share equipment, right? A living space.
To say and still do, go with the flow.
Go with the flow, that's it. And it seems to be, that seems to be the case with many of these things.
Your book, to a degree, there is such a thing as the Darwinian theory of evolution, but it doesn't affect us. It's not what human life is all about.
If you hire employees and want to save your company thousands of dollars,
more of this hippie commune shit. That's never gonna fly, man.
Fuck you, man.
It hurts my feelings calling me a hippie. Why you wanna do that?
Look, man, I got film experience. You gotta let me produce.
Can't even balance your own checkbook.
I got resources, man. Economic resources. I got people lined up, ready to invest their money in something real.
You help me raise the money? You call yourself whatever you want.
Producer. Produced by Bill Harris.
Executive producer.
Well, this constant determines, you know, for example, the size of an atom. This constant determines actually how large a planet can be. It determines how large a star can be. It in fact even determines how large you can have a body on top of a planet. It's not an accident that we are not 1,000 feet tall.
Times Square. I must have been 12. I followed this one whore through the late hours as she moved like a trawler through the currents of deals denied for short green. I was on her like a mutt puppy, always keeping a valve of safe retreat 1/4 block long. I was more threatened by her than any stray pimps who would, no doubt, consider me a heat-seeking pest at most. God, she was enormous, over 6'3" easily, including, naturally, her 4-inch heels, which I thought inviolate, never, never to be removed. Her breasts were crawling like some sea life from an unchartable depth, out of a black bra, the bra beneath a dress which was so short that as I faked lacing my sneakers, crouching on one knee, I could clearly see revealed the connection of her black seam stockings and her red garters, like two deadly circuits fused to activate a device of total annihilation.
Ordinarily, when I was talking before in the show about when we perceive the world, we do so with a very limited bandwidth.
All art has its roots in the primitive, or else it becomes decadent.
Oh, another thing.
Uh-huh.
I want this motherfucker to be a living workshop. I want 50% of the people on the crew to be getting experience, to be third world folks.
Unions are lily white. They'll never go for it.
Fuck them.
Bill was right. The unions were lily white. Even if I could afford their rates, they'd never let me have a 50% minority crew. answer was so obvious I didn't see it at first. The unions don't bother with smut films. They consider pornos beneath their dignity. I tell everyone I was making a Black Beaver flick. Maybe they'd leave me the hell alone. One name kept coming up in the production credits. Clyde Houston. Melvin Man Peebles, I'm putting together a feature. I saw your credit on Lily White.
Oh, yeah, man, I got your message. I'm in.
Don't you want to know what it's about?
Do they wear clothes?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm in. One more time from the top, please.
During dream states, during meditation,
months of votes on whether to approve the plan expected to come in February.
Room in place of individuals, you could see how that's being used.
Right, then you could understand what it's really talking about.
Ancient Mexico that spoke to me most, except perhaps Romanesque and early Norman. And I admit clearly and frankly that early Mexican art formed my views of carving as much as anything I could do. Mexican sculpture, as soon as I found it, seemed to me true and right, perhaps because I had once hit on similarities in it with some 11th century carvings I'd seen as a boy in Yorkshire churches. Its stoniness, by which I mean its truth to material, its tremendous power, make it unsurpassed, in my opinion, by any other period of stone sculpture.
To get you a file, and we don't work at the same company, I have to email it to you, which is annoying, and email gateways have size limits, and I get a version control problem and so forth. With peer-to-peer sharing, if I can genuinely have a file on my computer, which is the file I'm working on, and just mail out things to people and say, here, come get the file off my PC. Whenever you get it, you'll be getting the most up-to-date version. That's a huge bypassing of the traditional corporate IT structure.
The third way you trust inappropriately is the trust when trust is not called for, when the conditions of trust are not present. Because you see, there are very defined conditions wherein this is a time where trust would be an appropriate thing to do, and this is not a time. There are four conditions to be met. The first is that there must be a positive and a negative consequence. The second condition is that the consequence has not yet happened. Whether positive or negative, it is going to happen in the future. The third condition is that the negative must be more negative than the positive is positive in order to qualify as a trust potential. The negative must be more negative than the positive is positive. An example, you have in this state of California a lottery. Twice a week you can win multi-million dollars. You invest your buck, you scratch your own numbers, and I'm going to trust that they're the right numbers. I'm going to trust that my higher self, my counselors, my lottery expert of unseen friends gave me the right numbers, because I deserve the $30 million of this week's jackpot more than anybody else in the world. And I'm willing to have it, and I trust, and I trust, and I trust. Well, is there a positive or negative consequence? Yes, you can either win or lose. Do you know yet? No, not till Wednesday night or Saturday night when the drawing happens. is the negative more negative than the positive is positive now? Because if the negative occurs, you lose a buck. But if the positive occurs, you could win many bucks, however many, depending upon whatever, you know the rules. But the point it is, the positive is far more positive than the negative is negative, and therefore the lottery is not a mystery of Christ. Now we take another example. I know this bit of information, but I can't get out. Nobody else can be. And I'm going to tell you. Just you then. And you promise you won't tell anybody. I'm going to tell you this piece of information. If it gets out, all hell will break loose. Okay, I tell you. Now, is there a positive or negative consequence? Yes, you can either keep the trust or break it. Is it going to happen in the future? Yes, you haven't done it yet. So it can happen in the future. Is the negative more negative than the positive is positive? Yes. Because if you tell, all hell will break loose. But if you don't tell, the status quo is maintained. Therefore, if the negative occurs, terrible things. If the positive occurs, life goes on, as though nothing happened. So here we have, so far now, a situation where trust would be appropriate because the conditions of trust are being met. And now there's one more condition. The fourth condition is that you honestly expect the positive.
We can only be so tall as so that, you know, our bones will not break under the force of gravity.
I used to be quite a fighter. I really was. I'll never forget my first opponent. He was also my last opponent. He was a little guy. He only came up to my chin.
Trouble was, he came up too often.
Watch it, Buster. You've heard of ground beef. I'll never forget, I had this opponent covered with blood.
Yours?
Kid, when you're working.
Do you come and monkey around with my mop?
Oh, I can see this kid believes in justice.
Getting just as drunk as he can.
Waiter, let me mix this man's next drink.
Blessed are the pure in spirits. There's nothing wickeder than a mixed drink. I wouldn't say this kid gets drunk, but they caught him last night putting pennies in a parking meter and looking up at the clock on a Wrigley building to see how much he weighed.
Brother Rat, get him up here.
A vial of mascara must have been emptied on those eyes. The whole effect, the body, the dress, the makeup, was as if someone had placed a Rubens portrait at the bottom of a cesspool.
And it is that constant which determines the strength with which electromagnetic forces hold each other.
And after centuries of strangeness and decay among the stillness of vile things and vile notions, some chance lightning hit. And out of it, she was risen, delivered onto these streets in a pink Cadillac. And she walks and walks because there is nobody who can ever make her price.
You know, hold pieces together.
In order to bring back the god. First to the exploits of Anat and to the terrors of war. Anat is one of the goddesses of Ugarit. We've discussed this city on the Mediterranean. And I have mentioned a number of times the god Baal, his various consorts. We're going to deal with Anat, sometimes called his sister, and his consort. Now, Anat is not directly mentioned in the Hebrew Bible, Old Testament. Many of the gods that we have surveyed and that we will survey are mentioned. Of course, they're always mentioned in a pejorative way. The Hebrew Bible condemns their worship. but they are mentioned. Anat is mentioned in two interesting ways. One, in the name of a person. We have a judge in the book of Judges, set in the period before the Israelites have a king. He is called Shamgar, the son of Anat. Historians of the biblical period feel that he is named after this great goddess because he himself was a great warrior.
And we're here to listen.
Back to the story. As the evening wore on, Pittsburgh radio and TV began to broadcast reports that an object had been seen, something reportedly found near Kecksburg. And many, many people began to descend into the small rural farming community. There were apparently hundreds of people that lined this long, winding, narrow road along this large wooded area where the object was supposed to have fallen. But among the people there were also many reporters. There was a lot of reporters there from Pittsburgh radio, TV, etc. And they themselves later witnessed the fact that the military had arrived in the area. And that's what made the story very interesting. I clearly remember one of the local well-known anchors here in KDK TV was Bill Burns, and he was breaking in with special reports on TV that the military had the area cordoned off searching.
Had that change been large, I mean, this would have dramatic consequences. But as Chris said, even the fact that it changes at all is
this guy, but is he a prick or what? Is he impossible to work with? Is he the Corgan of Wilco? Is he just firing people left
Jay
and right?
Jay Bennett and Ken Coomer would probably have.
So Bennett's been out, Coomer's out. You know,
they
now
got
Leroy
fired.
Bach. Leroy Bach had played with Liz Phair, serious musician around town. Didn't he break up? Five Style was the
he was in Five Style and Upsidey.
Right.
And
so he gave up a lot of things to be a member of
Wilco. He was asked to be a touring keyboardist in Wilco right after they made Well, I heard unlike Coomer and Bennett, who got fired, and it was not amicable at all. Nobody says it was amicable. This time Leroy apparently came to the band members and said, you know, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, but that's because Jeff hired this new keyboardist.
Michael Jorgensen.
Right, who's doing all the analog synth stuff.
Well, you know, they had the two-keyboard thing going on, and, you know, because the Foxtrot was such a complicated record, they needed the two guys. You know, they're going to have another guy in the band. I mean, there's
another,
two ways.
Another
Leroy
keyboardist.
Will be replaced.
Yeah.
But apparently it was Leroy's decision to leave the band.
Mm-hmm.
The timing's interesting because they just finished this record in New York with Jim O'Rourke producing and co-producing with the band. Bach is leaving just as they are about to start going on tour to promote this record, which is going to be coming out June 8th.
Okay.
So, interesting timing. Apparently, they will have a replacement for Bach within the next few weeks, or at least before they start going out on tour.
Well, Jeff, Jeff, I'm kidding, you know.
Ignoring their protests, he tied back the sleeves of his robes and insisted on joining in all these preparations for the important day of my coming.
Our new drug czar, Robert Hudson Wakefield.
The war on drugs is a war that we have to win, and a war that we can win. We have to win this war to save our country's most precious resource.
To stay in bed for a week.
This little scene, which was reenacted as often as the young pianist sat down to play, failed to delight the audience as though each of them were witnessing it for the first time, as a proof of the seductive originality of the mistress, as she was styled, and of the acute sensitiveness of her musical ear. Those nearest to her would attract the attention of the rest, who were smoking or playing cards at the other end of the room by their cries of, "Hear, hear," which, as in parliamentary debates, showed that something worth listening to was being said. And next day, they would commiserate with those who had been prevented from coming that evening and would assure them that the little scene had never been so amusingly done. "Well, all right, then," said Monsieur Verdurin. "He can play just the andante." Giusti andante, how you do go on, cried his wife.
Dramatic, and indeed could have really deep implications.
These weren't Wilma, Uncle Ira, Aunt Alida, or Becky's father knew. They were not human beings at all. And I was very nearly sick. Becky sat on the floor of the porch, her back supported by the wall of the house, and her face was completely drained of blood, and her mouth hung open. And I knew she was only semi-conscious.
I have a dream that one day...
semi-conscious. I pinched up a fold of skin on her forearm between my thumb and forefinger, then twisted it hard.
Asad Marcus, how about I talk to your boss next time you try to hang up on me?
Hello?
Hello.
This is San Francisco Police Department. Stop bothering the store man. Do you understand?
I'm sorry. He was just selling me bad sandwiches.
No, this is San Francisco PD. Stop bothering the sandwich. Tell them about the stupid sandwich. This is not right. This is you, the motherfucker. Shut up.
We'd leave it there because we didn't want to get caught coming back. We'd walk back. And somebody told me when they finally tore down that one city back there, they found 27 golf carts. And we had this guy, Sobey Martin, used to sit in the director's chair like this and just cross his arms and he used to fall asleep a little bit. So one day, he's falling asleep. He said, Sobey, I got a great idea for the scene. I got a great idea. Yeah, okay, we'll do well. I said, Sobey, I want to do the scene naked. Good, do it. Yeah, good. Do it, naked. I said, well, okay. Wonderful man.
New metaphysics is passing by better than actually going outside and passing anything. Not because of paranoia or any of those usual things. It's kind of like the Andy Warhol theory about sex. It's just so messy. It's easier just to abstain.
Our children. 68 million children have been targeted.
No angels, law-defying, getting their kicks from violence and torture. The Wild Angels, starring Peter Fonda and Nancy Sinatra.
By those who perpetrate this war and protecting these children must be priority number one.
This gives a whole new meaning to the term theory of relativity.
Passing all these container ships full of people. Could be UFOs, except I unfortunately know too much. Little container ships full of smaller things.
Again, in our 20 smoking guns and the books and the films we put out, we name the names. Buzzy Krongard, executive director of the CIA, led back to him, led back to the airlines themselves. Record put options, John, at much higher levels than they've ever been, just on American and United.
We're currently post-peak Pearl Harbor 2. Considering things are speeding up with the exponential these Mayan calendar days and the smoke for the Pope on the American presidency is starting to thin out again or build up, as the case may be. Wouldn't really like another 9/11 part 2. It's just so messy. And I really don't want to have implants or the little micro Frankensteins crawling through my interstitial cellulose from those corn products and stuff. I mean, they've fucked over corn enough, don't you think? Starting with the Mayan corn, go into the white man's hybridized, worthless corn we grew up on. Going now to the GMO corn that's a UFO, except it's not crawling through the skies, my friend. Those tubes are within, as it were, and they have a few cilia left in there to grab hold of the organic and attempt to digitize, which will fail, I have been told. Just hope that doesn't happen.
These apes may look forward to celebrating holidays or birthdays with parties. I know of two such enculturated great apes who quite recently have begun playing a piano, in at least an ape way of playing the piano. The whole point of doing this, of bringing apes into this enriched environment, is to remember that communication is a social phenomenon, something we talked about in the last lecture, and to make the educated guess that the best abilities would be brought out by placing the ape into an enriched environment and making sure that it has an exciting, interesting life, a lot to talk about.
I mean, isn't Darwinism bad enough? Playing Christina Aguilera really loud with distortion, bad enough. Fake food, fake music. I mean, the cartoons don't even have 32 frames anymore. All right, they have a lot more than 32. I get ahead of myself sometimes. I've been kind of hoping that the heart of New York, Hymetown, very special place, corporate offices of whatever's left, would figure out 9/11 and get back at them. Get back at that bad acid crew in power right now. Put that oil crew back amongst the pack of the global internationals where they belong. Because it is lonely at the top. Everything's upside down, upside down. And that can be way too sobering for some people. And until we have stronger women, we have to do with these ballless men, these milquetoasts running around. Some ballless men act like they have no balls, and others act like they got three. You know what I'm talking about. In either case, it's the wrong freaking number, my friends. Probably a UFO of some kind.
To the woman in the teal my batsu monstrosity, please move to the side. Can you believe it? I mean, who has a megaphone rigged into their car? People are so obnoxious these days.
Now, Mary Olivia, how does this constant not being constant change all of that constant for the light? Is it the light that's a different constant here that changes it, or something else?
Hollywood's a close-knit community. It's easy to make friends, and it's easy to make enemies, the friends you don't normally keep. But the enemies you do.
There has been progress and there has been failure, but where we have fallen short, I see not a problem. I see an opportunity.
Not on all the other airlines, you understand? Just on these two specific stocks.
And the SEC chairman, they have watchdogs supposedly for the markets to look out for these such things. Who was the SEC chairman during that time?
Ah, yes. So we have all these little Bush buddies that are in there, and we've got the little Skull and Bones buddy now in there.
I didn't really like American films. I didn't like what was being done in most American films.
As Chris said at the beginning, this constant is actually made of three other numbers.
Films at that time.
The studio system essentially collapsed in the early 60s. By 63, it was over. And nobody knew what the hell.
The Fox lot, the first Hollywood lot I ever saw, had been shut down by the disaster of Cleopatra. And so walking onto the Fox lot, it was really a ghost town. It had the back lot, which is now Century City. It had the streets, the western streets, the stages all set up, but it was all deserted.
Television had annihilated the habit audience for movies.
and studios were impoverished.
Their big old films weren't making money, the Molly Maguires and Hello Dolly. This is huge flops.
The old people are dying slowly, otherwise the representatives of the Puritanism and religion and other organisms which were restricting the young people.
An opportunity to correct the mistakes.
Are quite different. They demand different things.
Make it new, they
say.
Make it different.
Infinity Broadcasting, nor the show's sponsors.
Yes, Roger. Roger. What range do you have?
Damn, Roger.
Had a laser range on him. A lot of range. Fuck. Better. Range, auto. Alright, got auto range on it.
Roger.
Hey, Roger. Hit him. Got him. Good. Second one. Hit the other one. Hit the truck. Go to the right, see if anybody's moved by the truck. Take the trucks out. Is there anybody in the truck? Wait for movement. Not seeing any. Go ahead and store that, auto range store. There's another guy underneath.
Move right there.
Good.
Firing.
Hit it. Target 4. We're going to take the other truck out.
Roger.
Wait for movement by the truck. Movement right there.
Roger.
He's wounded.
Hit him.
Right, hitting the truck.
Hit the truck in him. Go forward of it and hit him.
Roger.
Of the past while laying a foundation for the future.
And it really was a strong sense of a revolution happening. And if you were 18 years old, as I was,
I guess there's nothing for us to worry about. We're the ones that have the bomb.
To me, carving direct became a religion, and I have practiced it during my career as a sculptor. I like the fact that I can begin with the block and have to find the sculpture that's inside it. You have to overcome the resistance of the material by sheer determination and hard work. However, although I used to think that a work carved in stone or wood, carved in solid material, was ipso facto better than a model work, it isn't, of course. It's the quality of the idea and the mind behind it that are important, whether they are something sensitive and original rather than hackneyed. I mean, they are both a form, both a sculpture.
Sweet Sweetback's badass song.
far out.
Donovan, what do you think, man?
You know, everybody needs someone to love, right? So now I got one question for you, my brother. Will the collective conscious of the universe be expanded after people see this flick? You know, I'm not talking individuals here. I'm talking about the whole fucking universe moving ahead in time. Not horizontally, man. Vertically. You know, a jump. You know what I mean? A real jump. Is that what we got here?
Abso-fucking-lutely, man.
All right. I don't know, they're not narcs.
They're not narcs. Okay. 1 minute, gentlemen. Come here.
I don't know the real man.
It's good,
I don't
man.
Know the fucking real
He's
man.
He's for real. He wants to be a producer, man. It's all good.
Oh, hello.
He wants to be loved, but he'll settle for attention.
Bill, this guy's got real money,
He's
right?
For real.
Relax, man.
And the serious one. Intense. Peace.
He'll do it. Here's the conditions. My client is a silent partner. His name does not appear anywhere. All negotiations will be with my firm, with all legal fees added to the budget. This is the deal, gentlemen.
Bottom feeders always do that.
You're gonna get
especially bottom feeding attorneys, inserting themselves and their fees into the deal. But fuck it, man. If this was real, we were a go movie. A green light.
What did I say,
Melvin?
Have
a wonderful evening.
What did I say, man? It's real.
This takes not only new ideas, but perseverance. This takes not only resources, but courage. This takes not only
And has it affected, you know, your behavior in daily life?
Yes, that's very true. Such as our house is in desperate need of siding, new siding on it. And my husband says, well, when spring comes, let's put siding on the house. And I says, well, let's wait till after September 11th to put siding on the house.
And rude. I mean, I tell my nanny to teach my kids some manners.
You know, I think that's a lesson to us all. All right, hello, next caller, you're on Chatterbox.
Hello, Laszlo. Ugh. Did that woman say she was a nanny? Because Freddy needs a nanny because he's been a very naughty boy.
No, no nannies. Let's go to our next caller, all right.
Colonel James T., United States Marine Corps, 2nd Battalion. Laszlo, that caller made a really valid point. These kids today have no respect for authority. And there is one thing that would whip them into shape.
Let me guess. The military.
That's right. The military teaches you respect, obedience, and it gives you a good pension. These kids that thought they were going to be millionaires, look where the super information highway has gotten them.
Maison Aristotle. The middle course is the best. Nothing to excess.
New metaphysics. Just grazing on the cheap food for now. As we walk by, trying to avoid the imaginary virtual wallet lifting. What do you call that? When someone comes by and has the actual audacity to take your stuff. Oh, that's right. This is the domination matrix. What am I thinking?
So this enemy of the state will be joining us in 15 minutes for the bulk of the program.
Government, but families.
Of
hours per week in doing exercise, then look what happens to our resting heart rate. For example, suppose that you do 1 unit of exercise. It's 3,600 extra heartbeats invested in exercise. Then you would your resting heart rate would be 25 over 1 plus 1, 25 over 2 plus 50. So your heart rate would have descended instead of, because 25 over 2 is 12 and a half, your resting heart rate would have descended to 62 and a half by investing every week 1 unit of heart rate. And notice, by the way, that if you invest increasing amounts of exercise, in other words, you increase you, what you'll find is that 25 over a bigger number, of course, becomes a smaller number, and increasingly small. And if you exercised every hour of the day all week long, you would find that you'd be dividing 25 by 100 or something. You just have a little fraction plus 50. So in this model, the model describes a situation in which the lowest that your heart rate will ever get to is 50.
My God. I knew it was so flammable.
Yeah. It always seemed really sturdy.
Now it looks more like... It looks like those... What are those called? Those Chinese fruits?
What?
You know, those... The Chinese fruits with the fuzzy thing on top?
There's a Chinese fruit that looks like our house on fire?
Oh, no, not really. God, what are those things called?
A guava?
No. Ah, this is gonna drive me crazy.
I have laid out a 10-point plan that... I can't do this. If there is a war on drugs, then many of our family members are the enemy. I don't know how you wage war on your own family.
Simply the charge, the electric charge of...
I think when you've heard no all of your life, you just don't listen anymore.
Anti-Semite, what you're really saying is anti-Rothschild. And that's just the fact, folks. So a lot of the ills that we have in this society are due to this Rothschild International banking family and the shenanigans that they have pulled low this last century. And you have to understand this. This particular action committee is advocating the stop of anti-Semitism, again, anti-Rothschildism at all costs. And they ask the question, how can there be peace in the Middle East when anti-Semitism is so widespread? And they go on to talk about the forgeries, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And, of course, big picture of Adolf Hitler here. You know, equivocating all of us who might say something bad about the Rothschild Zionism or the state of Israel's policies as being somehow anti-human. We understand that there are genetic-specific bioweapons currently being developed. We also have heard statements from the, not the Jewish people, but from the state of Israel and their officials saying that terrorism is genetically inherent in Palestinians. What do you think a comment like that means?
Adam, second one. Hit the other one. Hit the truck. Go to the right, see if anybody's moved by the truck. Take the trucks out. Is there anybody in the truck? Wait for movement. Not seeing any. Go ahead and store that, auto range store. There's another guy underneath.
Move right there.
Good. Firing. Hit him.
Gary Geiserman switched into it. Dressed over onto it. Flipped on an axis that's rotored and in sync with it, if you will. Just pretend I'm having a segmented and semi-slur glitched relationship with a band leader to my offstage, to my left or right, depending on which side of the plane you're on. I don't want to presume, no. You know how embarrassing that can be. Number one fear of Western world domination matrix thinkers today is the split in my pants fear, or the fear that my dandruff is showing on the back of my dark blouse or bloused shirt. I don't want that to happen. So we're 15 minutes plus or minus a media event. That's what Andy meant to say. Not that everybody would be famous for 15 minutes, but that everybody's 15 minutes runs simultaneous. It's just that we don't know when it's going to begin or end, so we want to be hopefully in the right place at a right time, assuming that we're in the frequency of the correct channel. Don't even ask me about bandwidth or foot dragging by the capitalist entrepreneur slugs who can't figure out that 2 and 2 equals sell the goddamn songs and movies on the internet already, you fucking douchebags. Give me my fucking broadband so I can pirate outlaw my goddamn life already. 3W is newmetaphysics.com, of course. Since I haven't RSS'd my fucking show so that when you run your RSS app, you can sort between 678,000 sources, except the ones favored by the elitist application you're using. Is that the new third world, third leg tyranny? The goddamn PC extra fucking layer, the software. Is that the new attack on the distributed authority of the anti-matrix internet? Or Is Citizen X just going to buy another fucking box? Another fucking... ...10,000 pages of already happened diary entries on the one page per day calendar that is Windows. Do everything in triplicate. Get ready for a career in the armed forces of internet usage on your PC box. Box means there are no rounded corners. Nothing's equidistant from anything. Which is an illusion, but, you know, you gotta humor yourself in this freaking lifetime. Or, what's it for?
Target 4, we're taking the other truck out.
Roger, wait for move by the truck.
On the good days, I feel like I get it, like, it all makes sense. I can stay in the moment.
Movement right there. Roger, he's wounded. Hit him.
To control everything in the future. And I believe everything is going to work out fine.
All right, hit the truck. Hit the truck and him. Go forward of it and hit him. Roger.
On the bad days, I just want to grab the phone and start dialing numbers. I want to pull my hair and run through the streets screaming.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we wake today, and what do we hear? There may be terrorists in our midst. Yesterday, FBI Director Bob Mueller and Attorney General John Ashcroft appearing before the press, trotting out the name.
I couldn't conceive of him as living anywhere else. He was absolutely part of everything that surrounded him. His house, however, seemed indeed to be a temporary dwelling. It was a shack, typical of the Yaqui farmers. It was made out of wattle and daub with a flat thatched roof. It had one big room for eating and sleeping and a roofless kitchen. It's very difficult to deal with overweight people, he said. It seemed to be a non sequitur, but it wasn't. Don Juan was simply going back to the subject he had introduced before I had interrupted him by hitting my back on the wall of his house. A minute ago, you hit my house like a demolition ball, he said, shaking his head slowly from side to side. What an impact. An impact worthy of a portly man. I had the uncomfortable feeling that he was talking to me from the point of view of someone who had given up on me. I immediately took on a defensive attitude. He listened, smirking, to my frantic explanations that my weight was normal for my bone structure. That's right, he conceded facetiously. You have big bones. You could probably carry 30 more pounds with great ease, and no one, I assure you, no one would notice. I would not notice. His mocking smile told me that I was definitely pudgy. He asked me then about my health in general, and I went on talking, desperately trying to get out of any further comment about my weight. He changed the subject himself. What's new about your eccentricities and aberrations? He asked with a deadpan expression. I idiotically answered that they were okay. Eccentricities and aberrations was how he labeled my interest in being a collector. At that time, I had taken up with renewed zeal, something that I had enjoyed doing all my life, collecting anything collectible. I collected magazines, stamps, records, World War II paraphernalia such as daggers, military helmets, flags, etc. All I can tell you, Don Juan, about my aberrations is that I'm trying to sell my collections, I said, with the air of a martyr who is being forced to do something odious. To be a collector is not such a bad idea, he said, as if he really believed it. The crux of the matter is not the fact that you collect, but what you collect.
I honestly expect that I tell you this, and I honestly expect that you don't tell anybody. But you see, if underneath it, tell you, it's broadcast all over. You're better than the Tribune, you know, it's amazing. So I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to ask you, but I know you won't do it. I know past experience tells me that you'll just tell anybody who stops or ties a shoe in front of you, you'll tell them. But here goes. You say, no, that's not a condition of trust. We're not too, meaning you specifically, but that's not an issue of trust. That's not an issue of trust. Because I honestly don't expect the positive. In fact, I fully expect the negative. And when I trust, when conditions are not right, then I am feeling anxiety, because that's what anxiety is, inappropriate trust.
Thank you, Lorax. Sound Opinions, the world's only rock and roll talk show, right here on 93 WXRT Chicago. It is brought to you, as always, by Bud Light. Turn it on.
To change the CIA's name to Condom International Agency, because almost from Manuel Noriega to the Medellin to the Bolivian cartels to Al Qaeda to Bin Laden to you name it, have used that agency to stick it to America, and they're still functioning. The amazing thing is that they're really wonderful at fooling us, they brag about it. I had on one of my shows, and I urge everyone listening to go find this. It's called First Warning. And on First Warning, I had Wes Waringin, 25 years with the FBI, Ralph McGeehee, 25 years with Central Intelligence, Dennis Dale was 27 years with the Drug Enforcement Administration. He was the man, by the way, who was the first in the 70s to link drug trafficking with terrorism as hand-in-hand, one funding the other. And myself, I had my poultry 25 years. So between the four of us, we had 102 years inside service. And the purpose of the show, don't forget, my show is on WBAI 99.5 in New York City. And the show has the station itself has a reputation for being to the left of God knows what. And so here you have these federal agents with everything to fear about, besmirching their names by coming on a leftist radio station. But they came on and they spent 3 hours with me. And it wasn't just an interview. We debriefed each other. And the reason we did this in 1997 was that we feared that the security of this nation was in the hands of inept buffoons, and that what they were excellent at was fooling America by media manipulation into thinking they could do the job, when the reality was they hadn't done a single job given them. They botched everything. And the reason we all came together on that show with that 100 years experience is that we were predicting, and we were predicting that
says, well, when spring comes, let's put siding on the house. And I says, well, let's wait till after September 11th to put siding on the house. If we're not raptured, then maybe the house needs siding.
Mel, we don't have a permit for any of this, so we got to shoot it and get up out of here.
We're going to steal this shit.
We got another angle.
Priscilla,
perfect for the excuse.
Don't write the location down until we all agree on it. And those pads ain't cheap. Use a pencil next time. And girl, put some clothes on. This ain't Soul Train.
Come on now.
He just can't resist you.
You look like a lemon popsicle, girl.
Oh, we're here. All with it. Great shit.
You should ally yourselves with the old fogies.
Even as American films became more meaningless, foreign films were beginning to find an emerging audience, hungry for something different.
There were a lot of what we called art theaters where you could go and watch foreign films. That's where Natalie and James Dean and all of us went. And I was working in American films, but I was looking at foreign films.
Most of the filmmakers of that period were brought up on Godard and Truffaut and Fellini, and they were tremendously influenced by the Europeans.
This was the period of the Nouvelle Vague in France, and everybody was bowled over by what Jean-Luc had done with Breathless and what Truffaut had done with 400 Blows.
One is a number that basically defines quantum mechanics, and the other is the speed of light.
Hi, this is Jerry Remy from the San Francisco Health Department.
Yes.
How you doing? May I speak with the manager or owner, please?
Well, the manager is not here right now. He's off today, Sunday.
Okay, because we've been getting complaints that you've been selling bad sandwiches and harassing customers about it.
What's that? What is it?
This is Jerry Remy from the San Francisco Health Department.
Uh-huh. You know, sir, you should, you know, who the person complained. I never seen that person, and he's been bothering me for the past 6 months.
He says that you call him.
No, I never call him. He called me.
He says that you sell bad sandwiches and they're always green, and you call and harass him and his family.
Oh, yeah?
That's a pretty serious accusation.
Okay, you have his phone number?
I can't really get that information out, sir.
Okay. When he's complaining, you can come into the store and complain to me. I well, think you're the person complaining. You just want to try to have a new combination.
No, excuse me, sir. I'm just trying to get your side of the story. I work for the state.
Oh, you work for the state?
You can call me back if you'd like.
Okay. You can call me for the state. I want the state coming to see what this guy... You can call this person, this guy. He's been bothering me for the past 2 years. And...
You just said 6 months.
Well, you know... 2 years, every 6 months he come and call and start bothering me again. Every six months bothering me again. It's been the past 2 years he's been bothering me. He goes for a while and he called back again. And I never seen this person. I don't know who he is. This person, I even call the police. I complain to the police. I complain to the telephone people. I complain to everybody.
Why would you call the police if the guy just wants to tell you that he bought a bad sandwich?
When he bought us a bad sandwich? 6 years ago or 7 years ago? Did he give you an exact date?
He just called us about 2 weeks ago, but we're really backloaded here, so I'm just getting to it now.
Okay.
So my paperwork here in front of me says it was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. If you're not a health inspector, where is your office?
Our office is on the Embarcadero.
Where is it?
117 Embarcadero.
117 Embarcadero.
Okay. And can I have your name?
My name is Nick.
Nick. How often do you make your sandwiches, and how long do you keep them out?
Sir, I keep my I make my sandwiches, and I keep them in the cooler.
For how many days?
Well, I keep them one day only. After one day, I throw them in the garbage.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that. I make my sandwiches by myself.
Are you the one that makes the sandwich?
I'm the one making the sandwich.
You don't do anything to them? You wash your hands good and everything?
Well, I wash my hand. I wash my sandwiches. I wash my lettuce. I make the sandwiches. And every day, I make sandwiches.
Okay. All right, so maybe I can come in and have you fill out a few forms. Would that be all
okay,
right?
Okay, you can come in. I want to see a badge. I'm not going to see and talk to you unless I see a badge from Europe from the health inspector. Otherwise, I'm not even talking to you. If you come in here without the badge, I'm going to call the health inspector, and I have you fill an form for your son. Because
do you have a form for me to fill out?
If you are a real inspector...
Your testimony is not consistent at this moment.
What? You want to talk to me? Talk to me in the store. Okay, I am busy, and I don't have time for
it. I might have to shut you down.
Okay, prove it. All right, have a good day.
I might have to shut you down.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay.
What the observers were able to measure is the change in the combination.
Cézanne looked at nature again and made other people see nature in a different way from what anyone had seen it before. And this is what artists are for, is to open their own eyes and other people's eyes, so that you get an excitement and a pleasure and an interest out of your eyes.
You know, why does it look quite the same in every direction?
I used to be quite a fighter. I really was. I'll never forget my first opponent. He was also my last opponent.
If a gas station suddenly decides to lower the prices, then it would take time before all other gas stations know about this and can follow. In our universe, in the same way, I mean, there was a problem at the beginning of how could everything get so smoothed out? How did one part know about the rest of it? And one of the explanations has been that really our universe has expanded tremendously from very, very tiny thing where everything did know about everything else. That is known as inflation. But what other possibility is, in principle, is that the speed of light was different, that the speed of light was faster, and therefore, different parts of the universe could communicate faster with each other.
You look at it to something else.
So, the leg on the gas pedal, gotta know that nobody else's leg is on the gas pedal. Or the brake pedal. Or the steering wheel. Or the freaking electric farting device surreptitiously stuck under the driver's seat. It's a DIY kind of DIY. Just kind of hoping that New York City would figure it out.
Because here the Bush crew took it to the town crier direct. None of this Arkansas bullshit that time. The town crier was sound asleep on a big keg of ale in the back alley. God dang it.
Magazine writers named Robert Benton and David Newman, who had fallen under the spell of the French New Wave, decided to try their hand at screenwriting.
We didn't know anything about writing movies, because there weren't any, believe me, maybe they were somewhere, but we didn't know about screenwriting courses. There was no books by McKee or any of those gurus around, and we just wrote the movie we wanted to see.
Newman and Benton used their connections from Esquire magazine, where they created the Dubious Achievement Awards, to get their script for Bonnie and Clyde to Francois Truffaut.
He took this treatment of ours and he just broke it down into sections and he explained to us the difference between film time and real time. And I can't tell you, we just filled notebooks up with notes, and by the end of it, we were just, you know, if the gate had opened, we were running.
As the neophyte screenwriters received lessons from the new wave master, Arthur Penn had returned from France inspired and eager to make a film that could draw on this new storytelling style.
And that may mean imagination, or it may be just, I don't know.
No coward soul is mine. No trembler in the world's storm-troubled sphere. I see heaven's glory shine, and faith shines equal, arming me from fear. O God within my breast, almighty, ever-present deity, life that in me has rest, as I, undying life, have power in thee. Vain are the thousand creeds that move men's hearts, unutterably vain, worthless as withered weeds or idlest froth amid the boundless main. To waken doubt in one holding so fast by thine infinity, so surely anchored on the steadfast rock of immortality. With wide embracing love thy spirit animates eternal years, pervades and broods above, changes, sustains, dissolves, creates, and rears. Though earth and man were gone, and suns and universes ceased to be, and thou wert left alone, every existence would exist in thee. There is not room for death, nor atom that his might could render void. Thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed.
Would be called Mickey One.
At that point, Beatty called me up out of the blue and said, "I'm Warren Beatty." And I said, why are you calling me? And he said, "Well, you know, I learned early on that the people I want to work with are the good directors. That's it." He said, "So I'm with you." I said, "I can't even hardly pay you, you know? Doesn't matter. I'm in the movie."
So if it were the speed of light to change,
truth to summer's love, bloodies with dizzying leaves the sun, and yanks immortal stars awry. Blow king to beggar and queen to seam, blow friend to fiend, blow space to time. When skies are hanged and oceans drowned, the single secret will still be man.
This would in this way explain more than one thing, if you like, including this new observation, again, which I have also time to stress, if confirmed.
Christopher Churchill, Mario, you said this was a really big thing. How would you rate it in comparison to other major discoveries of the last century?
Again in the headlines of the world.
Wait, what would be akin to something?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. Valvin, we lost the generator again.
I see that, said Clyde. Reroute the cables, get that motherfucker back on.
Clyde made another one of his cut-rate deals on a generator. You get what you pay for.
Bill?
Okay.
Huh?
All right.
Miss Bougie is here with the kids.
All right. Listen, we got to cut another day out of the schedule, man.
No way, man. The schedule's too tight already. What about all those investors that were jumping on the train?
You got 10 grand to loan me, huh? That'll buy me another day, baby. It is what it is. What?
We low on bread, but you're not really going to use your own son in that scene, are you?
Everybody's somebody's son. Why would I not use my own kid if I'd use somebody else's? Huh? Have Nora meet me on the set with hair and makeup right now. Bill, hold this. Hold this.
Melvin, listen. I know it's none of my business, but you can't be doing this to me.
The other generator's up. Come on. Let's go on the other set. Come on, Bill.
Make a speech, and after the speech there's a coffee klatch afterwards, and people ask you questions. And it's a continual process, day after day.
This kid got an eyebrow. See, your father too cheap to use 35mm film. That's why we shoot 16.
You don't need to shoot 35 all the time. It depends on the shot. T, that's not a toy. Your sound department.
Yeah, that's a boss.
All right. You crumb crushers are going to be in the movie.
All right.
You're going to blow up a cop car. You're going to help Sweetback escape.
Do I get to wear makeup?
Pretty little girls do not need to wear makeup. You good acting?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Good. I got another role for you.
I get to play two roles?
That's right. I'm going to open the movie with you playing Sweetback losing his chair. Having sex for the first time. Nora, take a look at his role.
What was it? Weren't?
Nothing. It's a sex scene. Cut this all real short and then cut some ball patches in it.
Mel, we need you.
I got to cut my fro.
Yeah. You're a malnutrition street kid. It's the depression era, okay? Put some makeup on the ball patches. Make it look like ringworm. What? What?
You got a problem with the actor.
What the hell's holding this up?
Melvin.
Bob.
Camera's ready.
Let's do it.
Roll sound.
Rolling.
Speed.
Slate. Camera set.
And action.
I have not seen Sweetback.
Cut. What the fuck happened to a stutter?
He took speech lessons.
That's what I was trying to tell you.
He's got a piece.
All right, brother, look, I need to have that piece, man.
Well, I thought there might be some trouble with the... Fuck you doing?
Good. Back of the mic. That's it. Again.
Fuck you. Give me my gun.
Right here. The line. Action.
Shh. Sweetback ain't here, motherfucker.
Pissed off. Go ahead again.
Sweetback ain't here, motherfucker.
Perfect, Bob.
Got it.
Perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful. Priscilla, put this somewhere safe.
All right.
Next set. Let's go.
Melvin.
Get my gun.
Can I get you for a minute?
Yeah.
Get my.
All right, the script supervisor says we need to shoot the reverse.
No, I got the whole thing edited in my head. I know just what I need here, Clyde, okay?
Melvin.
What?
He said it's not going to cut unless we get the reverse.
All right, I'll handle this. You, script, come over here. Come over here. Tell you what, give me this. Right here. Yeah, okay. Now, you are getting a promotion. You're going to be an actor. I want you to stand right over there in that light. Got it? Go. Go ahead, in the light. Everybody, I'm doing the fucking script now, okay? Next set, let's go.
Rate is 11 on my scale.
Busted the meter.
Yes. This is truly, you know, here we are talking not about just some discovery, you know, be it as big as it may. We are talking here.
For 2 weeks of being interviewed. And I found after the first couple of days of feeling awkward about it, after, by the end of the week, I was getting on a kind of interview high. And I love being interviewed.
What if a keen of a lean wind flays screaming hills with sleet and snow?
Of seven people that you and I are supposed to look for, you have seen them on your local paper. I'll recite the names anyway. Adnan Shukra Juma, Afia Siddiqui, Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, Ahmed Khalfan Gailani, Amir Almaty, Abderrouf Jday, and Adam Yahihi Gadda.
That deals with the very, you know, foundations of.
Fidel advised me never to walk in this area. When you come here, take a cab right to the front door. He pointed. Just there, beyond the fence, is the canal spot. He drove on until we arrived at a vacant lot filled with cars. He found an empty spot and parked. An old man hobbled up to us. Fidel got out and patted him on the back. Then he ran his hand lovingly across the fender of his car. Take good care of you. She's my lady. He handed the man a bill. We took a short footpath out of the parking lot and suddenly found ourselves on a street flooded with flashing neon lights. Two boys raced past, pointing sticks at each other and making the sounds of men shooting guns. One slammed into Fidel's legs, his head reaching barely as high as Fidel's thigh. The little boy stopped and stood back. I'm sorry, sir, he gasped in Spanish. Fidel placed both his hands on the boy's shoulders. No harm done, my man, he said. But tell me, what were you and your friend shooting at? The other boy came up to us. He placed his arm protectively around the first. My brother, he explained. We're sorry. It's okay. Fidel chuckled gently. He didn't hurt me. I just asked him what you guys were shooting at. I think I used to play the same game. The brothers glanced at each other. The older one smiled. He's the gringo general at the canal zone. He tried to rape our mother, and I'm sending him packing back to where he belongs. Fidel stole a look at me. Where does he belong? At home in the United States. Does your mother work here? Over there. Both boys pointed proudly at a neon light down the street. Bartender. Go on. Fidel handed them each a coin. But be careful. Stay in the lights. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. They raced off.
worthless objects that imprison you as surely as your pet dog does.
And depended on it because it made me the center of all things.
Sensible jargon over the last 10 years trying to follow in my track. And also, I empowered editors. I empowered editors at the university presses and in New York publishing to say to professors, listen, don't tell me what you're saying is so hard that it has to be in that gobbledygook. That's absurd, okay? That's an absurdity. You want to communicate, you have to learn how to write. Now, what I didn't like is the way that we have our students and, you know, parents paying a huge amount of money to be educated by people who have no ear for prose. And this is why our arts in America are in such a very poor state right now, is that, you know, to write well, to create, interesting works of art, to write good screenplays, you need to have been exposed to major literature and to good criticism. And most of them, unfortunately, of two generations now who have gone through after the baby boom, have gotten this high-priced education and been immersed in crap, in like low-level crap.
As we walked on, Fidel explained that Panamanian women were prohibited by law from prostitution. They can tend bar and dance, but cannot sell their bodies. That's left to the imports.
In the near future. Again, this was 1997. And that most likely this terrorist act would be the World Trade Center, because they had so botched it the first time in 1993 that it was just a likely target, and these buffoons just simply were not going, they could not do the job. And now you heard it from members of these agencies. In fact, Wesley Swearingen at one point outed a CIA in-house memo where they actually, their PIO office, the Public Information Office, actually bragged about how with their budget they were able to, and I'll use the exact quote, convert intelligence failures to successes by manipulating media. That was an in-house memo that was outed, you know. Now, all of you listening, if you doubt this, it's on the website. I urge you to hear it for yourself. ExpertWitnessRadio.org. First warning. You will hear four federal agents telling you that the World Trade Center was coming, unless our Congress, unless media acted to protect, to perform their traditional roles. Media, its traditional role of watchdog, and Congress, what we pay them to do. You know, you tell me if I'm wrong, but can you guys remember any congressional hearing that resulted in any change whatsoever to anything?
Leonard's memory disorder in Memento, it's anterior grade memory loss. It's a form of amnesia whereby you can't make new memories. You know everything about yourself. You know all the supposedly objective information about, you know, who you were and, you know, your name and who you grew up with and who you were married to and where you lived and all this stuff. Up until a particular point where through, in his case, some kind of trauma, you know, blow to the head, he...
Then I came home at the end of this lecture tour, and I was met by my girlfriend, and she didn't interview me. My daughter didn't interview me. And it was a real letdown being home, where people were really more concerned with what they had done in my absence. And they weren't being and I wasn't interviewed anymore.
We stepped inside the bar and were blasted with a popular American song. My eyes and ears took a moment to adjust. A couple of burly U.S. soldiers stood near the door. Bands around their uniformed arms identified them as MPs. Fidel led me along a bar, and then I saw the stage. Three young women were dancing there, entirely naked except for their heads. One wore a sailor's cap, another a green beret, and the third a cowboy hat. They had spectacular figures and were laughing. They seemed to be playing a game with one another, as though dancing in a competition. The music, the way they danced, the stage. It could have been a disco in Boston, except that they were naked. A sudden urge gripped me, and I said to him in Spanish, "Adios. I hope you and your family have a good time here and learn lots about Panama."
You see, finding that happy medium, that harmonic point, I offer that as an aside. Pythagoras, we know, fairly confident in claiming, did log a fair amount of time traveling, and particularly in Egypt. And we know that in his Egyptian travels, which lasted for a period of years, he became well acquainted with the technical achievements of the Egyptian civilization and with certain of their accomplishments in what today we would call applied mathematics. The Egyptians had worked out very good techniques, for example, for...
Did cocaine kingpin? Juanita Olmos, a young woman who'd been involved with the murdered reporter, and Carolyn Rogers, the wife of the Wheaton police chief. After another murder is committed and an attempt is made on Spencer's life, he turns for help to Hawk, whose special skills keep them all alive, and to Susan, whose psychological insights are more and more necessary as the chase moves away from cocaine and appears to hinge more on older and more basic problems.
Culture. He gave me a disgusted look. "I don't speak their language," he said. Then he turned abruptly and headed toward his family and the picnic. Fidel stepped close to me, placed an arm around my shoulders, and squeezed tightly. "Thank you," he said. Back in the city, Fidel drove us through an area he described as a slum. "Not our worst," he said, "but you'll get the flavor." Wooden shacks and ditches filled with standing water lined the street. The frail homes, suggesting dilapidated boats, scuttled in a cesspool. The smell of rot and sewage filled our car as children with distended bellies ran alongside. When we slowed, they congregated at my side, calling me uncle and begging for money. It reminded me of Jakarta. Graffiti covered many of the walls. There were a few of the usual hearts with couples' names scrawled inside, but most of the graffiti were slogans expressing hatred of the United States. "Go home, gringo. Stop shitting in our canal. Uncle Sam, slave master." And "Tell Nixon that Panama is not Vietnam."
I bought another sandwich for you, and it was bad again.
Who are you calling to?
You know who I'm calling to. I bought the bad sandwich again, motherfucker.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who the fuck do you think I'm talking to?
Before you talk to me, go check your mother what she's wearing.
No, motherfucker, okay?
You the motherfucker.
No, you are.
Suck a dick, you motherfucker.
Fuck off, motherfucker.
You bitch, you cocksucker, your mother is wearing a...
Fuck
she's
you.
Sucking a dick because... Hi, honey, bitch, Billy. You bad... Fuck you!
I'll come down. I'll come down there, man.
Fuck you.
You crazy motherfucker, I'll come
down there.
I'll come down there, motherfucker.
I'll whip your ass, you cocksucker, you motherfucker.
Roger.
Just show up.
Hey, Roger.
I will be carrying in the... you'll be carrying in hell, you motherfucker. Oh. Just show up.
You get on your camel and you bring me my money.
You wanna come and suck my dick?
Fuck.
Come on, come in. Come on. Really, just a little bit. I'll let you suck my dick for a
you
minute.
You motherfucker, I'll come in there and beat you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not man enough. You've been talking shit for the past 2 years, you motherfucker. You're back and talking shit, you motherfucker. Fuck you!
Fuck you.
You fuck yourself and suck a dick.
Fuck your mother and your sister.
You?
I dig your mother up and fuck her.
Yeah?
Yeah, motherfucker. You gonna sell me a good sandwich this time?
Fuck you! Okay?
Fuck you.
If you're man enough... If you are born a sandwich from here, like you're saying, you little bitch, you show up here, little bitch. Show up here. Show me your face.
Got him.
You show me your face, you motherfucker. I will suck your fucking face like a little bitch, you fucker. Okay?
Shot Mickey one. Both Jean-Luc and François Truffaut showed up in Chicago while I was shooting.
Truffaut had recently passed the Bonnie and Clyde script onto Jean-Luc Godard after deciding to film Fahrenheit 451. Godard flirted with the project briefly before deciding to shoot Alphaville instead. Meanwhile, Arthur Penn's star, Warren Beatty, was growing increasingly frustrated by the limitations of being just another handsome movie star, bound in by the creative restrictions of studio-produced pictures.
When Truffaut said, there's a movie you should read, because it's a great part for you. It's written by these two guys in New York. And Warren came back to New York a week later and called and said, I've read half of it, and I want it. Option it as soon as it's ready, and not only do I want to play the part, I want to produce it.
That was after I decided not to direct it myself. Arthur was
like no one's home, baby.
Afforded a, an opportunity to work with someone with whom I had already established a certain dialogue with, someone who was aware of my bad habits, excesses, and someone whose excesses and bad habits I was aware of.
What are your bad habits and excesses?
I don't even want to go into them.
What are his?
I don't want to go into those either.
And later that afternoon, we had to call into, what was it, the University of Alabama? To their, it's like a journalism class?
I think it's like right? New media or
new
something.
New media. And so apparently part of the curriculum there is to listen to our show.
It's to listen to podcasts.
Right. But they wanted us to call in during their show so that they could have like a
not their show.
Their show.
Not they, everyone has a show.
They said
Drew.
They were recording it, so it could be the Alabama U show. But apparently, so they wanted us to call during their class, and they had a bunch of students in there asking the questions. It was a pretty good question, and that went on for a good half hour.
Mm-hmm.
But we got one question out of it that I want to pass to the audience, the podians.
Don't say that.
Because we're not exactly sure of the answer. I couldn't give them one. But one of the students wanted to know if there are any black podcasters of African-American descent or of African descent. And I couldn't think of one.
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is. I'm just saying. Actually, you know what? Caribbean Free Radio.
Why didn't you think of that yesterday?
I don't know. She's in Trinidad.
Are you sure she's black?
Well, she's in Trinidad. I don't know. Is that considered black? It's not African.
What is wrong with you?
What?
I am from Trinidad, and we say punani, which means sleep.
Do people from Trinidad consider themselves... I mean, a lot of people just say black when it's African American.
It's not just a blanket. Everyone is this color.
That's what I'm asking.
All right, please. People write from Trinidad and school Drew. And also talk about punani. Because it means sweet pussy.
Well, there you go. So if you're a black podcaster, let us know. And we'll let Alabama know.
We will call everyone in Alabama. Yeah. You know, that was a good question, though.
What a...
In retrospect, we would say, is Philip K. Dick, the man whose Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep forms the basis for Ridley Scott's Blade Runner. Dick's work is of varying quality. Some of it is real potboiler stuff that he wrote quickly to get out of debt. But some of it, no matter how fast he may have written it, is inspired modernism, or maybe even postmodernism, in that it questions even its own modernist techniques. And
the atom bomb explodes again in the headlines of the world.
I just adore this place. I'm so glad you had some free time to come.
Well, I have nothing but free time. What kind of... Is this a restaurant that we're in?
Yeah, Chinese food. I hope you like it.
Chinese food? You mean like from real China?
Well, it's cooked by Chinamen, you know.
Oh, yeah. So we're actually going to be able to eat Chinese food in here, right here in the city.
Oh, why don't you... I mean, you can try to use chopsticks. You know what chopsticks are.
Yeah, you play that on the piano, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's one kind. But these are long sticks of wood, and you hold them in one hand, and you pick up your food with them. It's what the Chinese use instead of fish and knives, things like that.
Well, I hope those people over there didn't get that way from the food. You see them slumped over?
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry, you know, but it happens everywhere.
Well, it's not your fault.
Well...
It's awful nice being here with you, though.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
I like the candles. It's kind of romantic, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's nice and quiet, too.
And being in a Chinese restaurant, it's what I pictured the city to be like.
Yeah. Well, oh, dear, I'm not sure what some of these things are.
Well, I can't tell what they are. Don't they have any kind of a translation of this Husu Wap Dao?
I think I had the Ming Cho Lang Dak once before. It's very good, you know. I don't even know what's in it.
Excuse me, you let it to order?
Yeah, okay.
What do you want, please?
What is the Lao Chow Dong Huang?
A Lao Chow Dong Huang, that fried wang with Lao Chow sauce, mixed with chicken liver, snow pea, water soup, and cooked wang. Mostly wang.
Do you recommend it?
No, I do not recommend fly duck song Hang Wang.
How about the Nuhu Swap Dam?
Nuhu Swap Dam, that fly swap and dam, and all brand new.
Well, at least it's new.
I don't know, let's give it a try.
Yeah, we don't have.
Oh.
Well, he hasn't got it.
No single swap dam.
Do you have...
She's the one who's going to give you your line. That's why I say you don't need to be armed with a line. What you're thinking. And listen, you cannot be the only person or the only woman in the world that's thinking the same thing as you're thinking. If she's not out there to get laid, what is she out there for? And ask her that question. I'm not that kind of girl. Why are you here in a bar, spend 4 hours getting dressed up? Why are you here if you're not that kind of person?
Will you have your man go with Mr. Laszlo and take care of his luggage?
Certainly, Rick. Anything you say. Find Mr. Laszlo's luggage and put it on the plane.
Yes, sir.
This way.
If you don't mind, you fill in the names. That'll make it even more official.
You think of everything, don't you?
One from column B, two from column A, or two from column A, one from column B, or you just forget the whole thing.
It's hard to forget the whole thing because it has to be replaced with some other thing. Perhaps even a whole thing. Because if you're dealing with the whole thing in the first place, it's very hard to forget it. Although it does seem as though this thing is designed...
A hearty goal of $6,000 this hour. We need you to finally make that leap. To finally jump from the 93% of listeners who never get involved. Who listen, take, use, enjoy...
Forget part of a whole thing. Even though that's exactly what we had set up in the boilerplate a long time before anything ever even thought about getting started. Although it is in the entrails of the ending of the same thing before it finished, deciding to forget anything that had come before, and primarily before it has decided to forget the thing it was in the process of still doing.
It simply vanished. I simply laid down one evening to go to sleep and woke up the next day and it wasn't there
anymore.
And I guess it was part of my growing up that I would be searching for my roots somewhere. And I found them elsewhere. I didn't find them in religion, because religion, especially in the Depression 30s, seemed absolutely absurdly irrelevant. We were in the midst of a terrific social crisis here, and the religious, in general, had nothing to say about it.
But were there other reasons, apart from the political irrelevance of religion? Did you have, as it were, other reasons, say, sort of rational reasons for thinking?
Of course, I no longer could believe. I quickly, at some point in my late teens, began reading and surmising that the idea of religion was a creation of man's longing to signify, to be a permanent part of the universe. And as I've grown older, I have to respect some of the religious people, because some of them, as you know, during the struggles we've had, have been terrific. Mm. And they've been motivated by religious principle in many cases. And therefore, I don't dismiss the whole means. For myself personally, I don't have the talent to believe. This is the way I look at it. I simply haven't got... I keep seeing my grandfather.
Possible. All these wonderful extensions to Firefox and other apps like Thunderbird.
The names are Mr. and Mrs. Victor Laszlo.
You meet him in the supermarket? I have different attitudes from meeting him in a supermarket or in a street or in a... It's different. Anywhere you want. want. You can stop a girl in the middle of the street and go, I just want to tell you something. Walking up here, I started looking at you, and I've already had two fantasies. She might call you a pervert runaway. But if you don't do that, you never know what happened. I was not far from here one time, many years ago, and I saw this girl, strawberry blonde hair, down her back, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, dressed nicely, looked like a dream. I stop the car and I get out and I say to her, you know, I know you don't really pick up girls from a car, so I got out of the car. I have to tell you, you're the best looking girl I've ever seen in my life. I went out with her for 6 months. She was Miss Montreal in 1982. Every time I went out with her, the women would come on to me like incredible. I was out with this good looking, gorgeous woman. And she wasn't that good in bed. Her sister was a lot better. She told me things that I would never have believed. She said to me, she doesn't get hit on a lot. They're afraid to talk to her. I couldn't believe it. And all my friends, their tongue used to hang out when I used to walk in the room. For my birthday, she got one of her friends to come over and do me together with her.
Why my name, Richard?
Because you're getting on that plane.
I don't understand. What about you?
I'm staying here with him till the plane gets safely away.
No, Richard, no. What has happened to you? Last night
we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then. It all adds up to one thing. You're getting on that plane with Victor where you belong.
But Richard, no, I'm...
Now, you've got to listen to me. You have any idea what you'd have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up at a concentration camp. Isn't that true, Louis?
I'm afraid Major Strasser would insist.
You're saying this only to make me go.
I'm saying it because it's true. Inside of us, we both know you belong with Victor. You're part of his work, the thing that keeps him going. If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
We'll take it.
Okay, I give you one from column A, two from column A, three from column B, one lock hung sub one dim dang, one dim dang hack one sub walk, one dab one fried ham down.
Oh, that's
dang.
Good. That's fried. Yeah.
But we don't have.
We don't have the good stuff.
We don't have serve.
Can we switch? Can we switch maybe?
The ones that we can't answer are good ones?
They stumped us. They asked us also if podcasting has changed our marriage. How Drew was a jerk. But that's been a constant for 10 years.
I was probably a jerk crying. The first night.
You were a jerk the first night.
Was I?
Yes, you were.
How do you figure?
I said,
because I wouldn't put out.
Fucking Drew in his prudish ways.
7 people that you and I are supposed to look for. You have seen them on your local paper. I'll recite the names anyway. Adnan Shukra Juma, Afia Siddiqui, Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, Ahmed Khalfan Gailani, Amir Almaty, Abderrouf Jay, and Adam Yahihi Gadda.
Semblance of a humorous type thing. We were in a world wherein that could be perceived without fear. My next impression is Mick Jagger. Some of y'all seem underwhelmed by this. I don't get it. These are the fucking aces in my sleeve, man. so much. And it's just, he's just going, if I kill him, how long will I have to do jail time? All right. Maybe not, though, because look at all these witnesses I have. They'll all go, no, he was just a tormenting fucking guy. He was asking for it, Your Honor. He came up and said, kill me, get me off this fucking globe. You doing all right, Zoo? You okay? I'm sorry, I'm like, just waiting? Anything you want to talk about? Anything at all? I am a jukebox. Stick a quarter in my butt, push A12. I got a joke on everything.
Tell you one thing right now. Independent filmmaking would not exist had Melvin not put a van in the middle of his name.
As funny as the ones you've seen. Oh boy. Oh boy, Bill. We're on the edge of our seat waiting to hear more of your witticisms. How many involve death, Bill? All of them? Oh, God. Let's settle in. Let's bring our jammies and spend the night at your house. Tell us why life sucks, Bill. Okay.
You know, when you're clowning and making a man laugh, you can do anything. But when you get serious, you see, that's when you become dangerous.
Yeah, it kind of went like, you bled my mama, you bled my papa, when you wouldn't bleed me.
They very rarely just go to the bathroom, turn around and leave. When the young are weaned, they will literally beg for fecal matter so that they can eat it.
And in its full depth.
Nietzsche was profoundly anxious about this crisis of meaning and values. He sensed impending disaster. Faint-hearted souls like Schopenhauer may lack the strength to make something of life in this godless, inhuman world, but Nietzsche dreaded the thought that the whole human race might become as weak and hostile to life as Schopenhauer. So he took his stand against him and his dark pessimism.
A few centuries before this question can even be heard completely and in its full depth.
We pretty much, you know, we've got a lot of people on the road, truck drivers and the rest of it. They're not going to get a chance to see anything, so you're going to have to put it to words.
Well, for...
Words are related to Om, as things are related to the divine energy that is the source of all things.
See, I think drugs have done good things for us. Hey, like that. In lieu of all that you've heard against drugs, I will stand in front of you and say, no, they've done good. How do you like that? How do you like that? Against all your statistics, all your experts, fuck them. They're liars. Drugs have done good things. Well, how can you say that, Bill? Well, I'll tell you how I can say it. If you don't believe drugs have done good things, and I'm sure there's some of you here who don't, then do me a favor. Go home tonight, take all your albums, and fucking burn them. Because you know what? The musicians who made all that great music that has enhanced your lives throughout the years? Real fucking high on drugs. Man, the Beatles were so high, they let Ringo sing a couple of tunes.
Coins from column B and bring them over to column A.
Beatty agreed to work for little money up front in order to convince a reluctant Jack Warner to give the script a green light.
Warren called me and said he had this script.
And I read it, and it was a very good script, very well written, but at the end of it, they just simply got shot, and that was the end of it. And I thought, I don't want to do a film about two gangsters. Then I woke up one day and I saw the ending.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have, we lost it until you came to Casablanca. We got it back last night.
I'd never seen anything like it, and I never want to again.
An unidentified flying object in the woods.
Right.
Well,
Jim's crayons, mountains, people, everything. With each world kiss, keep uppermost in your emotions a mood of blasphemous reverence and horny compassion. And be mindful that it's not enough simply to perform the outer gesture of the world kiss. You must aim to have a heart on in each of your seven chakras.
Actually, about 11 or 12 chakras, but no gives a shit anymore. I don't know what the hell kind of picture I'm in, but it does satisfy my need for believability. I'll give it that. As I've been told that it should, and I actually do conceptually understand why. And I do have a lot of the ducks in a row as far as the feeling coefficient of the thoughts, you know, because they are paired. I believe I've told you that before. Another thing nobody knows, except a few people who I never run into. And no one I've ever run into seems to have ever run into any of them either. Including, they don't ever seem to exhibit behavior as though they had run into me before, which I do know they have. But that's just my story. I can do an analog of it and dish it off like an assist, something rarely done in the NBA these days, what with the three-point shot and all. But,
Okay. So my paperwork here in front of me says it was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. If you're in my house in Embarcadero, where is your office?
Our office is on the Embarcadero.
Where was I?
Hello? Well, look, all I want is my money back.
Well, like you motherfucker, why don't you stop bothering me, you bitch?
What can I do, man?
Top secret alien bases, as well as top secret dumb, deep underground military bases.
It's different than hard pellets that you see the adults depositing when they're going to the bathroom. This stuff is much more undigested material.
Maybe that's it. I keep trying to conceptually figure my way out of my bag. Yeah, my paper bag on top of my head, so I won't accidentally see who I'm with on this outing.
In so many words, I had an incredible idea. You guys like going to the movies? I love the movies more than life itself. Quote me. I'm watching Terminator 2. Did y'all see Terminator 2? Phenomenal special effects. Unbelievable stunts. I'm thinking to myself, how are they ever going to be able to top these stunts in a movie again? How can you top this? There's no way. Unless they start using terminally ill people as stuntmen in pictures. Hear me out. Because I notice some of you, this sounds cruel, perhaps. Oh, Bill, terminally ill stunt people, that's cruel. You know what I think cruel is? Leaving your loved ones to die in some sterile hospital room surrounded by strangers. Fuck that. Put them in the movies. What? You want your grandmother dying like a little bird in some hospital room, her translucent skin so thin you can see her last heartbeat work its way down her blue veins? Or do you want her to meet Chuck Norris? Doc, how come you've dressed my grandmother up as a mugger? Shut up and get off the set. Action! Push her towards Chuck. Wow, he kicked her head right off her body. Did you see that? Did you see my Grammy? She's out of her misery. You've seen the greatest film of all fucking time. Now, come on. Okay. Look at it this way. There's a book out now called Final Exit. You know what this book's about? It's a suicide manual. How to kill yourself in the privacy of your own home. How fucking selfish. Put them in the movies. Come on. So you want to die. Good. You probably have a goddamn good reason. But don't do it by hanging yourself in a fucking shower curtain. Get in that Impala and drive into that wall. And we'll film you. Hey, that looks like a real dude. Cool! That was no mannequin. That was a real human! The greatest fucking film I've ever seen. All right, not one of my more popular ideas. Now, just do me a favor. Don't ever say you love film as much as I do, okay?
Danny's standing in front of this woman, and she says, go, and then claps her hands like, go. But in between the go and the clap, Bruce Lee has touched her chest.
He touches her chest? Is she wearing a shirt?
Yeah, no, that's not the point. It's that he's so quick, you know? His hand just shoots out and goes back all before the clap.
He just reaches his arm out? That's all?
Yeah, but like lightning, like bam!
I could do that.
No, you couldn't.
Say go and clap.
Okay, go. He didn't even move, Ryan.
Okay, do it again.
Go.
I don't think I can do this.
Well, that's okay. I mean, he's Bruce Lee.
Yeah, but it's so simple compared to his other tricks, you know? Just reach out and touch your chest, that's all.
But it's all about the reflexes. That's the thing. You gotta be so quick.
No, I had plenty of time. I just couldn't move.
Go!
Ryan, you will never touch it. Some men never touch a woman. Some men cannot lift their arm. Lift your arm now, or be alone forever.
With a Canon PowerShot digital camera,
I said I would never leave you.
And you never will.
myself. With the rental of the editing room and all the money I owed, interest was piling up. Time was of the essence. I couldn't make a dime on the movie until I sold it. And I couldn't sell it until I finished it.
It's like he's talking to me.
George A. Romero's Land of the Dead includes the director's name in the title, but Romero has earned that right. He reinvented the zombie genre with the famous Night of the Living Dead in the late 60s, and this is his fourth zombie epic. As before, he sneaks in some social satire. The zombies are getting smarter, and the surviving humans are barricading themselves inside a luxury high-rise run by Dennis Hopper. John Leguizamo plays a mercenary who wants to live in the high-rise.
In just the way that 20 years ago workers brought in PCs behind the backs of the mainframe guys, workers are starting to smuggle peer-to-peer applications into businesses under the noses of the IT department.
In Washington, the chairman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Atomic Energy, Senator Brian McMahon, gives his reaction to Russia's possession of the bomb.
This is no time for hysteria. This is no time for panic. This is a time for a calm reflection on the political and military implications of this transcendent event.
My ass was dragging.
Then I woke up one day and I saw the ending exactly as it is in the film.
Hey.
Warner thought it was a terrible painting. He didn't like the picture at all.
We went out to Jack's house. We were about to look at the film. He said, if I have to get up and pee, you know it stinks. Well, we weren't 10 minutes into the film when he got up and peed, came back. Another 10 minutes, he got up and peed. And it went like that throughout. And then finally the film ended. And he said, what the hell is this? And there was kind of quiet in the room. And then Warren said, well, you know, Jack, what it is really is an homage to the great gangster films of the wonderful Warner Brothers era. And Jack sort of bit that in me. And then he looked at Warren and said, what the fuck's an homage?
I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Hilda, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world.
For the last 13 visits that I've had with Coast since and also Dreamland since 1999, I have described the Roswell ship as being a metal crystalline vehicle that was grown in layers to resist. resemble something between the cross between a doll's porpoise and a stingray, that had a delta or a wave rider type configuration, similar to some of the spy planes that you've seen out of Skunk Works, with inward canted horizontal or inward canted vertical stabilizers at approximately 30 degrees that resembled the dorsal fins of either the poor beagle shark or the doll's porpoise. And this neat little flying surfboard, if you will, could slam its way through the atmosphere, riding its own shockwave, and it could morph, and it had something called morphable camber instead of flaps and rudders. And it could adjust its wing form in the way layers of muscles within the wing of a bird, such as an albatross, adjust the wing camber that allows them to glide for literally hours. The ship could dive into the ocean and fly out again. Its main propulsion, its engine, if you will, was actually the outer skin of the vehicle. It was in denser atmosphere. Its mode of flight was magneto-aero-electrodynamics, which is similar to magneto-hydrodynamics, which is like the caterpillar drive that you've heard of in top-secret nuclear submarines.
Boy, that's an awful lot of detail you're giving me now, down to the exact type of drive it had.
So Om represents the coming into being and going out of being of things.
An estimated at $35 billion, is chairman of the Berkshire Hathaway, a conglomerate that owns insurance giants such as National Indemnity, Geico Corporation, you know, those cute little commercials of the lizards, is a close friend of Arnold Schwarzenegger. The following article, taken from the San Francisco Chronicle on August 18, 2003, shows that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Warren Buffett also have a friendship with the Rothschild family, world government financiers. Schwarzenegger and Buffett have long-standing, and I'm quoting out of the article, long-standing friendship. The actor is a gung-ho customer of Buffett's timeshare airline, NetJet. Last fall, the pair flew together to the Rothschild family Baroque estate in Watterson Manor in Buckinghamshire, England, for a gathering of top thinkers and financiers hosted by Buffett. So what does that tell you about Schwarzenegger's goals and mentors? If Arnold is one of the good old boys, Schwarzenegger likes to be compared to Ronald Reagan. Reagan was a founding member of the United World Federalists who tried unsuccessfully as governor of California to eliminate California counties and then replace and install the United Nations International Regional Government.
He's just a child. Mario, he's barely 13, Melvin.
When I was 8, I was already working the cash register at my dad's tailor shop. He gave me old clothes to sell. Old reject shit that folks left behind. Here comes this skinny little kid with a wagon load full of shitty clothes.
Boy, you gotta work hard. And that's only the beginning.
You think I'd like that? You think I even liked my dad back then? I got my ass whipped damn near every day. And every day, Daddy sent me right back on the streets, selling them old fucked up clothes. Until I learned how to give the gangsters some free shit to protect me from those bullies while I sold those clothes to the winos and the junkies. My dad had taught me how to survive.
The suit is made of this material. Inside this layer is a shredded lead, a resistance against atomic rays. Okay, Richard, on your way to the air raid shelter.
Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come.
One immediate effect of the announcement of Russia's atom blast is to tighten security regulations at all atom installations. At Hanford, Washington, where $200 million is being spent in the ever-expanding atomic government empire, the door is being locked, but tight.
Where is it?
117 Embarcadero.
117 Embarcadero.
Okay. And can I have your name?
My name is Nick.
Nick.
Motherfucker, you. Give me my money back and we'll be
fuck, you wanna like stop bothering me. You've been bothering me for the past fucking 3 years about this stupid sandwich. I hope you blow your brain with this fucking sandwich.
Fuck you.
Welcome to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. I write about popular music and breasts for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I don't know if I can top that introduction. I'm Greg Chicot of the Chicago Tribune, the music critic thereof. And tonight, breasts being an appropriate topic because we are celebrating Valentine's Day.
A week early.
We've got a big show next week that we want to get to, but tonight we are celebrating Valentine's Day in a different fashion.
Well, you know, in the history, in the 17-year run of Sound Opinions here on XRT, we've done the great songs to make love to. You know, we've done the great love songs. We did couples coming on and giving us their songs. Yeah. We did the anti-love songs.
Love stinks.
Yeah. And so we said, you know, it's time for the gay love show.
Long overdue.
Yes.
Our sixth season of Sound Opinions on WXRT.
266.
Fine Chicago rock station.
That's true. And we saw today, we saw the guy who runs all of these stations, Harvey, for the first time with Robert TKG.
That's right.
He's like, are you guys still on my air?
They got some posh facilities.
You ever been over there, Matt? Much nicer office.
Very posh down there.
It's really? Really posh. Nicer than this? Come on.
Oh, hard to believe, but they got the TKG in US 99.
They got carpeting.
Really posh.
Yeah, walls.
What's going on?
I don't know. No respect here at Cicero and Belmont, but we love it. And so this, we've got some special guests in the studio, and we're going to talk about the gay influence in rock and roll.
Not in the tailor business anymore. I'm in the movie business. My kids want to be in this shit. Hey, it is what it is.
I just think he's ready to go home and be with his mama.
No shit. We don't always get what we want, do we?
What if his friends see the movie? He's gonna be embarrassed.
Fuck his friends. His friends ain't paying college.
Well, at least let him keep his afro. The wig lady thinks she can make him a skin wig. It'll look natural. It'll be perfect.
Of course she does. And a skin wig costs money. I don't have the bread to pamper him. Or you. Or any other motherfucker. And if I did, I'd fix the focus on B camera first, and I'd buy more film. Mario can grow more hair later. I can't grow more film.
Never listen to yourself. You're cutting the boy's hair up and you're forcing him to be in the sexy.
It's not real, it's acting. He wants to act. He's in a motherfucking movie. He should be happy. What? He's tough, he's resilient, he's an ambitious little motherfucker, he can handle it.
What if he can't handle it? You're gonna risk fucking up his childhood just because yours was fucked up? You wanna turn him into some macho stud man like you think you're supposed to be?
I'm gonna flip.
I'm out.
Of course you are! You gotta go screw everything that moves.
Now I know she really liked me. You can buy them all you want. You can buy them. When they come after you, it's so nice. You feel so good. I mean, we dream for these things, and if you're lucky enough to live things like I've had, get called up and said, what are you doing this weekend? Pick me up Friday night, and she takes me away for a weekend.
Fucking bitch.
I'd like to see you say it to my face.
Won't you say it? If you're a man enough, you have a balls between you. Because you don't have a balls, you have a foot in here between your legs. You motherfucker.
Fuck you.
You fuck yourself and save your money because you stick a dick in your ass, you motherfucker.
Hey, look.
Stop bothering me, you bitch. You cocksucker, you asshole. Stop bothering me.
I will come down there.
You are man enough. And I know you're not that man enough.
I know exactly where you are. I will come down there.
Where I am?
You better get my money.
Where I am?
You are on 7th Street, and I will come down.
7th Street? Fuck you, motherfucker. Fuck you. Okay?
Almost time to get off work. I love those radio shows where they tell you how much time they've got left, like they're in a, like they're punching a time card.
Things like when I get catalogs in the mail for clothes and shoes and this kind of stuff, and I look through the catalogs and I toss the catalog down. I says, what am I looking in this for? What do I need new clothes for? I don't need any new clothes between now and the rapture. I don't need any new shoes. I can wear what I've got.
So that's what this shit is about? Huh? Me and chicks?
No, it's not about you and your chicks. It's about you not respecting anyone. Not even your own son.
You know what you are? You're a nice sister who has no idea what it's like on the other side of the tracks. None. And maybe you don't respect the fact that I know my own kid better than he knows himself. I know what the fuck I'm doing, and he can handle it. He can handle it.
Why don't you ask Bill? Or Clyde, or that crazy-ass assistant of yours, Priscilla? If they ain't too scared to tell you the truth.
My grandmother used to call it, listening with half an ear. They... Well, Melvin, you listen with, like, a third of an ear?
It was Melvin, his kids, his dad, a family affair. And we were all a part of it. We all had a role to play in it, like it or not.
Black man's got to work twice as hard to get his. That's what I told Melvin. Can't be afraid of hard work. I wasn't hard on the boy. That's fact.
Thank you.
By the middle of the 60s, producer-director Roger Corman and American International Pictures had built a thriving business of making ultra-low-budget B-pictures the studio felt were beneath their dignity. He had, in fact, become so successful, he started hiring up-and-comers who couldn't get in the studio gigs.
They get young talent in because they'll work for the amount of... For no salary, practically, you know, which is the way it should be. You come in just to do the film, do anything to do the film.
He wasn't a brilliant director. What he did do, he was brilliant in recognizing talent in other people. So he gave people like me and Hopper, Marty Scorsese, he gave a whole bunch of really tough... Peter Bogdanovich was working on Wild Angels, second unit camera. It's great.
One of Roger Corman's first protégés was a grad student just out of UCLA, Francis Ford Coppola.
Francis made his debut editing Russian science fiction films, then worked as an assistant director on a racing film I was doing in Europe on the Grand Prix Formula One circuit called The Young Racers, and went on from there to Ireland to do Dementia 13, which was his first film as a director.
Corman had become a prime supplier to a newly evolving audience that the studios were ignoring.
In the 60s, there were about 4,000 to 5,000 drive-in theaters in this country. Everywhere, all over, you know, every town had a drive-in.
The drive-in audience was a young audience, and the kids liked these action and horror films, the type of pictures the independents were turning out. Sometimes they liked them more than the major studio films.
Corman was very bright in picking his subjects. LSD becomes in the paper, he makes the trip. Motorcycle guy's got in the paper, he makes a motorcycle movie. Bingo, Blanket, Beach Party, whatever those movies were, they make those. So they were serving a function, you know, fast cars, motorcycles, drugs. But the one thing great about Corman was he wouldn't pay you, but he would give you camera and film and let you go shoot on weekends, shot the stuff on the strip, shot all the acid kind of trips and so on, of him fantasizing the desert. And I directed those things, and that was the first time that I'd really had a camera and been able to go out and shoot stuff.
The drive-ins or the art houses, that's where you found young, hip moviegoers in the summer of 67. And that's just where Warner Brothers released that violent bank robber movie they didn't have much faith in.
This as dissociation.
You'll find that out for yourself in the course of time, if you haven't already.
Mummage on their knees. What a reception. What a tribute. What a crap game.
Has California changed much since you were here last time?
Oh, yes, it has. Maybe you don't know it, you understand? You're here all the time. You probably don't see it the way I do. I see where the gas station now have what you call girl attendants.
Oh, sure.
I didn't know that. It's the first time I ever saw grease hits with doilies. Well, anyway, listen. I never thought the day would come when I could get my windshield wiped and my face slapped at the same time. Really.
What have you been doing with yourself since you arrived, Al?
Listen. I've been spending my evening entertaining the boys at the Hollywood Canteen. And listen, Carlton, it's a great place. Something you would ever miss. Yesterday, a girl from the ship...
Everything is in order. All except one thing. There's something you should know before you leave. Mr. Blaine, I don't ask you to explain anything.
I'm going to anyway because it may make a difference to you later on. You said you knew about Ilse and me.
Yes.
But you didn't know she was at my place last night when you were. She came there for the letters of transit. Isn't that true, Ilse?
Yes.
She tried everything to get them and nothing worked. She did her best to convince me that she was still in love with me. That was all over long ago. For your sake, she pretended it wasn't and I let her pretend.
I understand.
Here it is. Thanks. I appreciate it.
The welcome extra fight. This time I know all this stuff.
Hey,
sure for having hot lizards in her back pocket.
Yes, I did.
And thousands of stars and society people, and even a couple of butchers.
Now, Albert, you yours me well. Promises of a royal...
Gotta hurry, you'll miss that plane.
Beauteous maidens strewing rose petals and orchids and fee coupons in my pack.
Now, Marty, look, they'll be here, so don't get yourself in a tizzy. Don't get in a tizzy.
To change colors from a shoe leather brown to a deep scarlet.
He totally wouldn't put out to me audience. You like that, Drew, when I say audience?
I thought it was listeners.
Glisteners. Glisteners.
Glisteners.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Yeah.
Glistening. Glistening listeners. You should put your clothes back on now, Drew, too.
Oh, you don't like this?
Do you like my smock?
Beautiful.
Did you just hear my stomach?
No.
Sounded like a baby orca.
A baby orca?
You guys, I have to tell you. Okay, I know everyone doesn't like it when I talk about poop and stuff. But listen, I've been refraining from a long time, and I told the Christy story.
Yeah, you already got that on it. So.
Let me share my own. So this way, Christy feels balanced. I didn't...
attracted to songs whose content affords them an opportunity to display their virtuosity. He sent this to me after I talked to him on the phone about this. And he said, while at the same time giving both themselves and their listeners emotional satisfaction and intellectual satisfaction. He goes on to say that most would further agree that the golden era songs, those written by Porter, Kern, Gershwin, Rodgers and Hart, Berlin, are not only lyrically literate, but meet that criteria for harmonic interest. And then he says, it may be even noted that musicians playing a known standard not only give their audience a chance to listen to something creative, but also give them a chance to have feelings of nostalgia evoked at the same time. So his comment is that though today's songs may sell in the millions and beyond, their necessarily repetitive form and their relatively unsophisticated harmonies do not tend to encourage the interest of jazz players. So his final comment, and I'm skipping a lot in this letter, is that one, the established standards by the people that we named will continue to serve as virtuoso vehicles for great singers and great players for all time. Do you feel that's true?
I think so.
Like a sound in his mind.
Well, I know a lot of my friends, liberals, thought it was, hated that picture, thought it was violent, and, you know, were furious at me. I never understood why their kids would go to it four, five, six times. They just didn't understand that picture. Because it was about, as Jack Warner said, you can't tell the good guys from the bad guys, you know.
modulations to constitute the world and its way. And these principles, respectively, are the yang and the yin. And these two words, yang and yin, in their origin, referred to the sunny and shady side of a stream. The yang is the sunny side, and the yin is the shady side. Now, what is the situation on the sunny side? It is light, it is hot, and the heat of the sun is dry. The shade, you have the earth. It is cold without the sun on it. It is moist when the sun doesn't dry up the waters. And it is cold. Moist, cold, and hot, dry, in counteraction. Earth and sun, and they are associated respectively with the feminine and the masculine principles, and with the passive and the active principles. Now, there's no moral verdict here. One is not better, stronger than the other.
I just want to get back to Neptune.
You have the advantage. You know what's behind the facade.
It took a moment to remember. I had to fold my eyes around the darkness, locate the walls, remember my age, and then, with the warm intimacy of a dream, it came back. Independent crime, 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 crime. It was a new category. I had invented it in the night. I was wide awake now, and I felt so accomplished. As if I'd written a book or made a law. It was so obviously a real category, like mysteries or spaghetti westerns. It was a long title, I wasn't going to deny this, but it was accurate. With each additional crime, it became clear which kind of crime we were talking about here. The kind you have to say 5 times. A crime that is independent and elusive. Independent crime, 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 crime. You can't be sure if it really happened or if it was really criminal. You have to travel to get to the scene of the crime, and it is a familiar journey in reverse. You take a small train there, which is the title itself, with independent being the engine, and each crime as a boxcar. You ride it by saying it. When you have said crime for the 5th time, then you have arrived at the scene where it all happened. Sheets have been pulled over bodies, but they aren't human or animal bodies. They're just dead. The shapes of things that have been lost violently. Terrible ferns are growing everywhere. They are plants that only sprout at the scene of an independent crime, 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 crime. There's something obscene about the gray fronds and the way everything is arranged. But you can't move or touch anything because of fingerprints and because it will hurt like ripping out hair. Leave everything the way it is and just look. No one else is around, and no one else will ever come here, and that is the worst part. To be the only one who has seen it. Who has heard its mournful sound, who has smelled its desperate smell, who has stood alone and felt its weeping wet lashes, the sadness of the air itself. There will be no monument, no article, no song like taps played on the horn, no flag folding or unfolding or burning. And when you are at the scene, you don't wonder about the perpetrator of the independent crime, 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 crime. Either there isn't one, or else it doesn't matter. Justice is never served to the perpetrators of such things. They walk free. They might even walk around without knowing what they did. They might not have even done it. They may think it was done to them, These kinds of crimes are very confusing, and there's no point in even trying to figure it out. What are you gonna do? Throw them in jail? Shoot them in the head? Burn down their house? Slash their tires? Slander them? Punch them in the face again and again and again? Maybe. Maybe you will do all these things and more. But even then, they will walk freely. They will never know what they did, and they will only know that you threw them in jail and shot them in the head and slashed their tires and slandered them and punched them in the face again and again and again, and for this they may never forgive you. You want to be forgiven because you are innocent, or at least very likable and well-meaning. The sun is rising, and the bedroom is becoming less like a sketch of a room and more precisely my own. The independent crime as a category, a place, and a way to get to the place is seeming strange. It might be a metaphor for feelings. This is incredibly depressing. All the devastation accessories are disappearing. Now I have to feel bad, and there's not even a little train to take me there. There's no name for this. No short, boring name. No acronym. It is just unthinkable that I have to get up now and do something like eat. I want to go back to the scene. I want to stand there forever in the terrible mists.
Not progress, but disintegration.
This word lack of good English. An excellent wife for a Tory politician.
I don't want to be near you. I'm yours and you're mine and we're each other.
And of course, Imogene Coca was one of the greatest comedians of our time. Really underrated and undersung.
He just needs 2 seconds. That's a big deal. Well, he can wait out there until he's got a beard down to there.
Control. Report. System turned on. Fuel supply is okay. The oxygen okay. We observe the trajectory here as being on track. This is Mercury Control.
6-7, Captom, on your read.
Raised on a steady diet of old films running on television, the early 60s spawned the first generation of movie buffs that saw film as an art form that they were determined to be a part of.
They are the two principles on which the world rests, the light and the dark. Now, as I look over the room here, I see light and dark. And wherever we look, that is what we see. An artist can take a brush and put black on white, dark on light, and bring forth the inflections of the world. Now, this is the wonderful thing here. By using light and dark, he depicts the forms which in their very essence are composed of light and dark.
Grab you around your neck.
Oh.
You like that, huh?
The underarms are very sensitive, too. Look how she tries to hide them.
Do you want to tell us, little liar? I start to press really hard.
Not a liar. Ow.
I don't think she likes that. But just imagine if she's this sensitive up here. I bet we can find lots of sensitive body parts down below.
I bet we can.
Anyway, darling.
Why don't you take a swat at it?
Outer form, light and dark, is a manifestation of what is within. So the artist, with his brush, is manipulating the very principles that underlie the whole of nature. And the artwork brings out, so to say, emphasizes the very essence of the world itself. And that essence is the interplay of these two in many, many modulations. And the delight of seeing this interplay is the delight of the man who does not wish to break through the walls of the universe, but wishes to stay in the world playing with the song and inflection of this great duet, Yang and Yin. Now the artist, in order to experience what is before him, has to look. And looking is a passive activity. You can't look harder. You can't say to your eyes, look harder, see more. You look, and the world comes to you. There's a wonderful word, wu wei, non-action. It doesn't mean not doing anything, it means not forcing anything. The thing will open up. And just as the divinity showed himself to the meditating Hindu, so does the world show itself in its form to the contemplative eye of the Far Eastern artist. This notion of the world coming into form with a spontaneity of its own, which is the spontaneity of the nature of the artist himself, and then the spontaneity of the brush as it renders this, not anything programmed, not anything planned, is the essential idea behind this Taoist